When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Randy with an I says, hi, Ben and Kelly. First of all, love your show.
Thank you.
Been a faithful listener since high school. Anyway, I feel like I've got an easy one for you. My friends have been no help, so I figured I'd come to you, LOL. Been dating my boyfriend for a year. Last week, we were trying to figure out where his phone was. He was thinking maybe he left it at work. Anyway, after a lot of stress and frustration on his part, we ended up finding it between the seat and the door of his car.
Okay.
I tell you all that because after we found his phone, I told him that I share my location with all my family, and I've been able to find my phone before by asking my sister where she sees me on the map.
Oh.
And that's how I was able to figure out I had left my phone at the zoo one time. So I suggested maybe it's smart we share our location with each other. That way, if this ever happens again, we'll know where it is. Plus, it feels like a little security blanket knowing where your partner is.
Okay.
Well, you would have thought by the way he reacted, I asked him to take a lie detector test every time he gets home. He kind of flipped out saying it's an invasion of privacy, that he doesn't need to know where I am 24/7, so why should I know where he is 24/7? If he hadn't reacted the way he did and just said, not now, maybe I'd be messaging, maybe I wouldn't be messaging you right now.
Okay.
So do you find it as sketchy as my friends and I do that he doesn't want to share his location with me? Or is this just a guy thing? I'd be lying if I told you I wasn't at least a little concerned and my trust in him is shaky. So what do you think? Is it something to be worried about or not?
So I do share my location with my family, and my family shares location with me.
Yes, but you're married with kids.
That is true.
So I'm not dating. With boyfriend-girlfriend situation, if you're just dating someone, then are we sharing locations? That's the question, which this was not a thing when I was dating. Social media wasn't even a thing when I was dating. So
the year was 1995. The invention of the cell phone was a new invention. Kelly K was on the scene, hitting the bars and putting herself out there.
Sound old. That makes it sound. But I truly don't know how I would feel about, is that a typical thing that people who are dating do now? Are you sharing locations? And if someone's like violently opposed to it.
Yeah, why?
Is that a problem? Why?
Yeah, I guess it goes back to, sure, I mean, I understand a little bit what he's thinking. Like, I mean, I don't need her to know where I am all the time. Not necessarily that I'm doing anything sketch, but just because, I don't know. I could be going somewhere to surprise her for something, you know, going to a store or whatever. And she might happen to look at the time and go, hey, why were you at such and such? Or,
You can turn your location off, though.
Well, you can, but then after you're already sharing, if you turn your location off, that might even be more sketch. So I guess it goes back to, if you don't have anything really to hide, what's the big deal? But that's me, and I'm married, and I share my location, and my daughters. Well, see, my daughters, they're 20. They share their location with us.
Right,
and,
yes.
And I like seeing that from time to time. I'll just check in and go, oh, there they are. You know, or see, oh, they're out there friends, you know, and stuff like that.
But it's also a safety thing when you're a parent, too.
Mm-hmm.
But is it the same? And I get it could be a safety thing, you know, for a significant other, too.
Yeah. I don't know. What's your experience with this? Let us know. 502-795-1997. Have you caught your partner doing something they should have because of location share?
Rachel actually agrees with Randy. I think since they've been together over a year, don't think it's that big of a deal to ask it. It's odd that he reacted that way. And Heather's like, nope, he's hiding something. Ooh.
But then John checks in on text and says, if this is a standalone event, not a concern, everyone doesn't need to know where you are at all times. So a couple different ways to think about it. Let us know what you think, too. 502-795-1997, especially if you've got a story attached to it. It's interesting group therapy here, and we've gotten a lot of both sides of the whole argument. It's location sharing. Randy just kind of asked her boyfriend, hey, maybe we could figure out where your phone is if we shared locations. And he was like, no.
Yeah, it was his strong reaction to not wanting to share his location that's kind of making her question. Now, Lisa said she said her trust in him is shaky. So I'd say she has her answer. Having said that, I'm not sharing my location with anyone beyond my son. Even then, it's on an as-needed basis. People are invasive enough in the world. Okay.
Right.
And then Mark said, unless you're married, this is ridiculous. They don't have soccer practice to worry about. You still have to lead individual lives. Red flag for him. Okay. Valerie says, I'm married with kids. Would never share my location. Ask my husband or kids to share theirs. People need to realize that it's not anyone else's business what you're doing 24/7.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, but I still need to know where my kids are. Like, I'm going to kind of, I feel like I'm always going to need the Life 360 turned on for them, especially when they start driving.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, Shaney, so what is your take on this? What do you think?
If you're at the point of moving in together, then yes, share your location. But if you're still dating and it's only been a year, and you're still getting to know each other, I still feel like that's an invasion of privacy.
Shaney, okay. You're like, I still have options.
That's true. Like, if they're not necessarily talking future just yet, I can see that.
All right. Shaney, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Hi, Jasmine. So what's your take on this?
I don't have my location turned on because I have had a stalker. Even though my stalker is in prison, he still can figure out how to find me.
Oh, geez.
Through other people. Her boyfriend reacts violently to the question. That's how I reacted when my husband asked me to turn on my location.
So maybe he's got a past.
Maybe he's got a crazy ex.
Yeah. That's something maybe that she could flush out at some point.
Yeah. Right.
Hopefully he'll share that with her, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Eventually, but men don't talk about stalking as much as women do.
Okay.
Jasmine, thank you.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Andrew the Love Doctor.
What's going on, partner?
All right. So what's your take on the whole location sharing?
Yeah. I mean, they've been together a little bit over a year. I mean, if it's a trust issue, there were things that would have probably popped up prior to that. I don't see why it's an issue, why he does not want to share it. Now, if he's got it shared with other people to maybe find out where he is or in case something happens, that's fine. But, I mean, it's not a red flag for me, anything. She shouldn't be totally upset by it. You know, sometimes people just want their space, guys. You know, you don't need to know where somebody is 24/7, 7 days a week. It does not need to happen.
Okay. All right. So she should relax about it. And honestly, she didn't really say that they're planning a future yet or anything together.
Yeah. And unless he's given her a reason for her not to trust him, then maybe she just needs to give him the benefit of the doubt there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my question would be, is this something that she's using because she's got reason to trust him for other things that he's done? Or is it just one of those things that popped up? If it's just one of those things, no, let it go. Have respect for him. You know, they'd be like me looking at you and going, all right, every day I want to see in your purse. I want to go through your purse every day.
Right.
It's a privacy thing. No, I'm not buying it, guys. I'm not buying it. I think she's good to go. She's okay.
All right. Thank you, Andrew the Love Doctor. Appreciate it.
Heather on text said, my daughter was in a motorcycle wreck. She shared her location with her friends because I never made her share her location with me. Her friends found where she was, and because it was in Lexington, went after her.
So, I mean,
it's kind of a safety thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get from the whole safety point of view, you know, and originally I was like, you know what, I think it is weird that he doesn't want to have his location share, but I think I'm going to go back to what Andrew the Love Doctor just kind of said. And unless he's given you a reason to not trust him, I guess just kind of give him the benefit of the doubt for this time. Even though we got a text from Michelle that says, hey, my boyfriend and I have been dating for about a year and a half. And around the year mark, we started sharing locations with each other. And that's actually been really fun, comforting, and helpful. And so she thinks it's a red flag if he's that adamant about keeping his location hidden. So, I mean, I have that same thought, like, hey, it's comforting to see where your other, like, people in your life who you care about are, but I'm married and I've got kids. So that's a little bit different than just dating.
Right. Randy says, from one Randy to another, if you have no other reasons not to trust him, then let it go. Especially if you don't live together yet, which wasn't clear from your post. You guys should talk through things more. Let him know that you don't care if he had said no, but his actual reaction is what concerned you, reinforce that you trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him you're happy to set boundaries with it. Like, you're not going to check on each other's location unless it's a true emergency or you're trying to find his phone. If you've had previous issues or have mistrust in your relationship already, then it's time to reevaluate things.
That'll never work. I mean, if... Trust me, I'm only gonna look if we can't find your phone or if it's an emergency.
Well, and then she also tossed out the whole he can download the Find My Phone app or set that up on his phone to locate sure. his device himself.
All right, so I think are we just saying let's let this one slide this time?
Yeah, this isn't a deal breaker at this point, but if you know there are other things that pop up to where you feel like you can't trust him, then yeah. that's another conversation. But this whole issue alone, don't worry about it.
All right, there you go. Good luck. Thanks for reaching out, Randy. Keep us posted. That's Group Therapy.